Welcome to Plain Talk. Plain Talk has over 120 podcasts containing information about aviation technologies and pilot experiences for general and business aviation, from home to cockpit to boardroom to personal tech. Plain Talk provides information for pilots, industry insiders, and aviation enthusiasts alike. My name is Phil Lightstone. I'm a general aviation pilot with over 2,200 hours in my logbook, flying almost every week with over 30 years' experience in the technology, telecommunications, and aviation industries. Hey, we're here at the Plain Talk podcast at AvWorld, just outside of Pearson International Airport, also known as YYZ, with some really cool people. Some of the senior folks, leaders of the Northern Lights Aero Foundation. I'd love to welcome into the Plain Talk podcast Lynn McMullen, the president, and some really interesting Air Canada retired high time pilots, Kathy Fraser and Judy Cameron. Welcome, team, to the Plain Talk podcast.
Thank you, Phil.
Thanks, Phil.
Nice to be here.
So tell us a little bit about Northern Lights Aero Foundation.
The Northern Lights Aero Foundation was founded by, well, I guess it was Kathy and Anna and Joy, and with collaboration with the 99s, to recognize all of the incredible women in aviation in Canada. And Kathy, being a founder, I think would be better suited to speak to the beginning stages.
We recognized that there was a need for women to be celebrated in the aviation and aerospace industry. And we thought that starting an awards program would be the way to do it. So Joy and Anna actually were the impetus. I just happened to tag along and did some of the initial work, but they were the two that came up with this idea. The 99s, the female pilots organization, they were very helpful with the startup and supporting it. Then we grew and realized we were going to need more volunteers, and so we opened it up to other people in the aviation industry to start and work with us.
And you started very humbly, I understand, 16 years ago, the School of Fine Dining, 62 attendees. What was that like?
It was very intimate. It was very professional. Joy Parker Blackwood, in her previous life, was a event organizer and so an event planner, and it was just very, very impressive. Everyone who attended was blown away by the scope of it. But we only celebrated one woman that year.
Who was that?
Heather Sifton.
One of my most favorite people in the world. I had the opportunity to train out of Buttonville and knew Heather quite well.
And Heather always was very supportive of women in the aviation industry.
She was just, from my perspective, a wonderful person, and I understand a licensed pilot, and of course, as her husband Mike had started.
Along with her, the two of them ran Buttonville Airport. Yeah, they started it from the beginning.
I'm being a little nostalgic. It's a little sad that the airport's closed now.
I feel it is.
Horrible. But it's now with Northern Lights, 16th time, and Talk a little bit about last year's gala event.
I'd be happy to speak to that. We had 620 people at the gala, and I've had people I've never met before come up to me and tell me that they were at the event, and they were blown away, both by the stories of the amazing women that we celebrate and the number of students in the room. We had over 200 students, a lot of them women in aviation. It's wonderful. I started flying with Air Canada in 1978, and there weren't very many female pilots back then. There's still only 6% worldwide. We're really trying to encourage with women. We'd like to inspire them. They're able to watch the life stories of other women and see how they've succeeded. There's role models. And Northern Lights has a mentorship program and a scholarship program. I only joined the board 9 years ago, but I'm so glad to be part of it. I retired from Air Canada 10 years ago. And this is my passion.
How many hours do you have?
23,000.
23,000. You're my hero. That's like amazing.
Well, do you remember a lot of those flights towards the end were, you know, 14, 16 hours in cruise?
Wow. So what's it like to be a board member?
For me, it's, as I said, it's my passion. It's, I spend a lot of time on it. I'm happy to do it. I feel like it's time to give back to the profession. And it makes me feel good to encourage other women. And I've watched some young women going from student pilots to now being right seat with a major airline. So it's wonderful.
Absolutely amazing. And you have an outreach and a mentorship program to facilitate new young women pilots.
We do. I'd like to recognize Air Canada, our title sponsor, because a lot of the work that we do is because they enable us to do that in many ways, financially, but also in allowing us passes to travel around the countryside. This year we'll be at 30 different events across the country, coast to coast, to be role models. We encourage and engage our junior board. We developed a junior board 3 years ago to help young people learn about board governance and become involved. And it was also part of our mentorship program. But the interesting thing is that it's become a mentorship program in both directions, between the main board and the junior board. So they drive a lot of our outreach and then also our mentorship program. We connect mentees with mentors to help young people learn about the careers that are available to them in aviation in Canada.
And then at the gala, a big piece of the event is recognizing trailblazers.
That is the one of the best parts. It's the jewel in the crown of the gala, is where we get to celebrate these women who are so humble. I get the honor of calling them and telling them they've won. And to the person, they say, I was just doing my job.
And this is not only in aviation, but also aerospace.
Correct.
I have to say, I've attended the gala many times, and thank you so much for inviting me. And as I sat and listened to the bios and the accomplishments of these folks, I have to think, like, these are some of the smartest people on the planet, and it's so humbling for me personally.
Actually, after listening to some of the stories, I feel like turning to the person beside me and saying, and then she solved world peace. But I'd like to talk a little bit about the scholarships, if I might.
Sure, of course.
Air Canada started the scholarship program 6 years ago, and various other companies have joined in, notably CAE. And it was one of the greatest honors of my life when Air Canada started the Captain Judy Cameron Scholarship. We are giving out 8 scholarships this year, 4 by Air Canada, 4 by CAE, and various other companies have joined in. We call those the Northern Lights Scholarship, sponsored by whichever company signs on. This year, there'll be 57 women who have received scholarships, and the total amount is around $245,000 awarded so far. And this is to help young women becoming aircraft maintenance engineers or pilots.
Amazing, and that's a serious amount of money.
Yeah, it is, and I mean, flight training is very expensive, and it's one of the biggest barriers for anyone, male or female.
And it's named after you.
Yes, the 4 that Air Canada and CAE sponsor is named after me. Huge honor, greatest honor of my life. The interesting part, too, is that the women not only are happy to receive the money, but they also feel validated in their career choice. They feel that somebody appreciated their efforts, and that's the comment I've heard so often.
Amazing, absolutely amazing. As you said, there's a bunch of folks that have received the scholarships. Is there anyone that just stands out? I mean, we're talking about some seriously smart people.
It's really hard to pick one out. I think maybe Lynn has something to say to it. Some of our junior board members have received it.
True, but I would say every story is different. Every woman who has been recognized is unique in her pursuit of a career, and every one of them as deserving as the other. And it's so hard because we get so many applications and we can only award so many. And we would also love for more sponsors to join us so we can help out more and more of the young women, because every one of them is deserving.
And I'd also like to say a big component is not only financial need, but the fact that the young women who receive the award are willing to give back. They are willing to volunteer. They're trying to not just proceed in their own career, but they're trying to encourage other women in their aviation journey. So that's, they're all volunteers. They belong to various organizations. They help out at aviation events. And that is wonderful to see them paying it forward as well.
It must be so challenging going through the application process and picking a star from a constellation of stars.
I lose sleep over it.
Oh, no, it's true. And that's actually one of our categories in the ELSI is the rising star category. And there are so many of them. We present two a year as opposed to one in each of the other categories because there are so many young women in Canada that just need that extra little push to help them get over the edge and develop that career.
Especially in arguably for the last 100 years, what has been very much a male-dominated industry.
Hard for women to break into, and lots of uphill battles when they get there. So I think this just shows them what you can achieve, and a lot of our efforts and energy, just being in that room where there's not only women, but men who support our efforts. All of us are of the vintage that we have had male mentors as opposed to women. So for us to be able to mentor some young people, I think is just a great way to give back.
Research has demonstrated that to feel like you can achieve in a goal, you need to see someone that looks like you doing the same thing. So to be able to present these incredible role models through the ELSI and through the scholarships is such a big piece of what we're trying to do.
And your organization is doing something fundamentally amazing, changing culture.
One of my favorite parts of becoming a captain was finally being able to fly with female pilots for the first time.
Very cool. I like to think of we're all people as opposed to male, female, and that whole dogma, if you will.
Keep saying that.
Yeah. So I guess with growing from, you know, the humble 62 folks at the School of Fine Dining, 620 folk at last year's gala, there really must be a huge amount of work.
It is, but it's a labor of love for every single one of us and all of the volunteers and our junior board. It's overwhelming to have this support. We just feel validated in what we're trying to do and thrilled to see that many people out there to promote women in aviation. And it should be every aspect of aviation.
And we do see the momentum after every gala where people come up and they want to nominate. So nominations are open till the end of March. And we are getting some incredible women. And once again, we've never heard of them, and from all walks of aviation and aerospace.
How many folks are we thinking are going to be at this year's gala?
Oh, about the same, I think.
Need a bigger room. That's our problem.
We are looking at what do we look like as we do expand. Yes, thank you. We have plans.
Have you thought about the Rogers Center?
Yeah.
All right.
That's in our sights.
Ah, super.
That would be our dream someday.
So how, if folks want to be sponsors, volunteers, mentors, how do they engage with you?
So for the sponsorship and helping us out with the gala and the scholarships, we have the website that people can go and learn more information and can contact us through that.
What's the website?
Northern Lights Aero Foundation, and that's spelled A-E-R-O, foundation.com. There's various emails in there as well, sponsorship at Northern Lights Aero Foundation, etc. And I'd also like to point out that the scholarships open November 1st to November 30th this year.
Again, thank you so much for being part of the Plane Talk cockpit. Any final words, thoughts, Lynn?
Thank you so much for talking with us about the Northern Lights and helping us promote young women in aviation through Plane Talk.
Oh, my pleasure.
And to all the young women out there, I'd like to say, if you want to fly, go for it. It's worth it. It's a great career. Don't let anyone dissuade you.
And just look us up, northernlightsaerofoundation.com.
And the best part of the gala is you get to meet very cool people and get dressed up. It's always fun.
It's always fun.
My favorite night of the year.
It sure is. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Phil.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Plane Talk. If you have any ideas for a future Plain Talk episode, please go to the Contact Us page at plaintalk.ca and send in your idea. Don't forget to like us at plaintalk.ca, our Facebook and LinkedIn pages, and this podcast. And never stop living the dream.